Mishnah Ches is a straight follow-up of Mishnah Zayin. We're talking here about not grain, but of liquids. And we say the same story, same exact story. Someone deposits his wine or his oil for you to guard, keep it in a separate container. When he comes back, say, Haresh Lecha Lefanecha, here's your wine, have a nice day. But if you decided to commingle it, you could take it out paraded. But if you were a real goofball and decided to commingle it and drink from the barrel, now we have no idea how much to divide up between you and him. Therefore, we go with the standard amounts, and these are the standard amounts. Yotzelo shtus leyayin. If you mix up wine barrels, you can assume over the course of a year, a shtus, which is 1/6 of the wine, will be lost. So if he deposited 30 liters by you, you can take out a 6 of that, i.e. 5 liters, and give him back 25 liters from the barrel. Where does it go? It gets absorbed into the walls of the container, and from there it evaporates. Okay? So it's absorbing into like the earthenware container and going. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chomesh. He says a fifth, meaning he says there's more absorption and evaporation happening, and therefore if he deposited 30 by you, you have to take off a fifth, i.e. 6 liters, so you give him back not 25, like the Tanakhama said, but 24, a little less. So that's a sixth or a fifth is the machlokas. The Gemara says no machlokas at all. The Gemara says the difference is that they lived in different parts of the country, that their jugs made of the sand had different properties, and the sand was more absorbent and allowed for, you know, the material they used, the clay they used to make their containers, and Rabbi Yehuda is part of the country, allowed for more evaporation, and therefore he said it was more, but the Tanakhama said less. Bottom line is, however, everything goes according to as the Bar Tanur here says, Kol Hashirim Halalu, everything we say that's in Eretz Yisrael in that time and place, but everything goes after what goes on normally in your time and place. I should speak out, by the way, as a matter of interest, the Shulchan Aruch brings this Mishnah word for word. It does not mention that qualification of the Bar Tanur. It doesn't say about time or place, you know, being contingent. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does speak out like the Bar Tanur. It all depends on time and place. And obviously in our time and place, where things are kept in glass, there's no evaporation and no absorption, the whole thing's non-starter. Okay, fine. Now, last point of the mission here, we want to talk about not wine, but oil. What happens if a guy deposited 100, you know, whatever, cups of oil by you? This is like freshly pressed olive oil. So just be mindful. The olive oil is going to go into two places. He says, Yotzi lo shloshes lugin shemen lemea. For every 100 cups he deposited by you, you can deduct 3 cups, i.e. 3%, when you give it back to him, when you commingled it. You don't know how much it is. You can assume it's 3%. Where did that 3% go? Lugu mechta, 1.5 are shemarim, are the lees at the bottom of the barrel. I'll explain in a second. Lugu mechta bala, another 1.5 cups, 1.5%, were absorbed into the walls. Meaning that when you, we're assuming that the oil is freshly pressed. When it's freshly pressed, what happens is that not only the oil, but also like the little sediment pieces, tiny little pieces of, I guess, of olive skin and olive seeds are mixed in. So that displaces some of the place the oil is. When it settles over time, that stuff sinks to the bottom, that's the lees, and then this, of course, is separated out. So he's saying 1.5% of every mixture of freshly pressed olive oil is actually just garbage that will settle at the bottom, the sediment. And then you return it to him, if you return it back to him, let's say you have a big barrel, it's filled up with 200 cups of oil. So when you give it back to him, his 1.5 cups out of his 100 are going to sink to the bottom. So you don't have to, when you give him back pure oil floating on top, you give him 98.5 cups. So 1.5 you can deduct because it sunk to the bottom. And the other 1.5 you can deduct is because you say, listen, when you put it into a fresh container, the some oil gets absorbed into the walls of the clay. So the Mishnah speaks out that the 3% you're deducting, 1.5 for the sediment and 1.5 for the absorption, that assumes their taka was sediment and taka was absorption. However, if the oil that the guy deposited in the first place was already clear, you know, like what didn't have sediment, already was filtered, pre-filtered, or cleared out, or whatever it is, so then, obviously you can't deduct the 1.5% for the lees at the bottom, because there's no sediments in the first place, so it gives back all 98, all 100 that he deposited. At least he can't deposit the first 1.5%. He can deduct the other 1.5%, because that still absorbs into the walls. However, imhayo kankanim yishanim, if anyways, on top of that, not only was it clear, but if, I guess, and or, that what was deposited into pre-used wine containers, i.e. the walls of the container were already saturated with oil, there's no absorption. And therefore, enamo tilo bala, you can't deduct what is absorbed into the walls. So if it was clear oil, or it was stored in a container, that was pre-used, then he'd only give back, he'd deduct 1.5 cups. If it was both filtered, i.e. clear, and also pre-used container, he couldn't deduct anything, gives back a full 100%, because there's nowhere for that oil to go. Oil doesn't get absorbed, doesn't get evaporated. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees, he says, Af ha-mocher shemen, I shouldn't say he disagrees, he's taking new points really. Af ha-mocher shemen mezukak l'chavero kol yimos ha-shana, harei zei mekabo lav lugu mechta shmarm l'meya. He says the same principle applies if someone comes and buys from you at your wine press oil for the year. That's af mocher shem mzukak l'chavero. You sell him, he wants fresh, clean, filtered oil for the course of the year. But when he buys it from you, he's buying like say 100 cups from you at the oil press with it still, you know, freshly pressed. It's still got the sediments mixed up into the oil. So he says, Harei zeh mekabel lav lugu mechta shemarim l'meya. He, the seller, is allowed to deduct, even though you would purchase from me 100 cups of oil, I can actually deliver you a mere 98.5, because when you bought it from me, it was all turbid, you know, mixed up with the sediment. When I'm giving it back to you, it's going to be cleared and filtered, so I can deduct that out. The Chacham disagree with that, not mentioned here in the Mishnah, but in the Gemara it speaks out. They disagree, they say, listen, you cannot deduct anything. So it sounds like there's a machlokas, but the difference is this, that Rabbi Yehuda says you have to give him mezukak, you have to give him, like, you know, purified oil. So therefore, you're allowed to deduct. The Chacham says you don't have to. The Chacham says you can give him freshly squeezed turbid oil over again. You can give him oil with sediment. So if you give him oil with sediment, or you mixed up oil, so then you can't deduct anything, of course, because you're giving him what he bought, which is, you know, you can't deduct for the sediment, if the sediment's mixed in. So not much of a machlokas. In the end, the machlokas really is if you have to give him purified or you can give him just the mixed up oil again. Okay, fine.